darling, didn't have to go to meeting dress. Now I'm digging for change, waiting on the river, hoping that my liver and my luck hold out.
Supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com.
Hello and welcome to Dollar Country. I'm Frank the Drifter, and this is the Lonesome Road Ramblers.
Thank you. on the sea out there, 15 father in distress. Didn't think I needed Jesus in my soul. Couldn't bear to lose my pride. Thought that I was satisfied. Praise his holy name, he found and saved my soul. Oh, I love.
Oh, yes, I love God's way of living. I'm so thankful I accepted when he called. He has kept me out of jail. He has saved my soul from hell. Oh, I love God's way of living best of all.
Many times I've went in debt for the drink I couldn't quit, and old Satan urged me on to break the law. Tore my little home apart, broke my dad and mother's heart. Praise his holy name.
get that boot heel dry.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Dollar Country, the show where I share country 45s forgotten along the path of history, sometimes never were known in the first place to be forgotten about. All the whiffs, strikeouts, and beanballs from the golden age of country music. I'm your host, Frank the Drifter. I don't know when I started using that intro blurb. I thought about rewriting it, but describing the show has always been really hard for me. I don't know why. I was thinking about doing a thing on social media about, like, tell me how you describe the show to your friends if you ever tell them about it, because it's like, is it an archive? Is it a radio show? I hate when people are like, when people specifically say they only collect like unknown music, because it is known to somebody, so I feel like saying unknown is not necessarily true. I just get in my own head about it, is what I'm saying. But anyway, that's the thing I say. If you've listened before, you probably heard it. Yeah, I'm Frank the Drifter. This is episode 247. So, start off with a tune called You're Free to Go by the Lonesome Road Ramblers on Apro Records from 1965. Labels out of Ashland, Ohio. So, the three places I got most of the stuff for the show today are Red, Western Red. He does the show, both kinds of music. No. Sorry, Red. He does the show If That Ain't Country out of Arkansas, and he's a good buddy of mine. Sent me a stack of records too long ago, and I'm finally getting around to dealing with it. Some of the other stuff was from Lone Star Stomp, which is the person I got records from last time. I also got some stuff from, let's see, an online buyer, and then other stuff was from my buddy Tom in town. So, as always, the stuff I get from Tom is generally a lot of Ohio stuff, so that was one from him. The next one was from none of the people I just named, actually, and it is called Gloria Bailey and the Joy Bells with Hiding in Thee on Henry's Records from the 1970s, and I'll tell you what, that sounded like a country gospel song to me, but it was from Jamaica. It's Jamaican gospel, and I picked up a handful of Jamaican gospel things at the local record store, My Mind's Eye, and I was kind of expecting them to be more reggae-like. And a couple of them were like, oh, I could play this on the show. This just sounds like, Americana-style gospel music with just, like, a little bit more groove. So that was one of them. I thought I could sneak it in. If you knew that it wasn't country gospel, you should let me know. Text the phone line, which is 216-505-4071. Because I honestly don't think I could have told, or if I hadn't, already known where it was coming from. Cool nonetheless. After that was the Dixielanders with I Love God's Way of Living on Prestige Records Productions from Year Unknown, from Place Unknown. I couldn't find out anything about this particular record, although I enjoyed it. I hope you dug it too. I didn't really expect for this to be a gospel-heavy show, but it kind of ended up that way. A lot of gospel and gospel bluegrass, so that's the way it is. Next one is the Gospel Lights, The Full Gospel Lights with The Journey on North Coast Records. That one is from 1980, and the label's from Cleveland, Ohio, where I am right now. And it has a little custom sleeve with a stamp on it with the Gospel Lights, Gospel Bluegrass, with a couple names and phone numbers. I always like that sort of contact info. So before I jump back in, as always, I would like to remind you that the show is supported by donations from listeners. The show and archive and all of the stuff Dollar Country is to you. If you'd like to find out more information about that, you can go to patreon.com/dollarcountry. Also, another big point of news that I have not announced yet publicly, but there will be changes coming, is that Dollar Country is now officially recognized as a non-profit 501c3 company. So soon you'll be able to make donations that are that you can write off on your taxes and all that kind of jazz. And there'll just be maybe some other changes, and hopefully I'll be able to like apply for some grants and stuff. Should be pretty cool. It's something I've been working on for a while. My buddy Max has helped me out with that. But yeah, patreon.com/dollarcountry if you want to find out information about that. And then you can find me at Dollar Country on all the social medias. You can sign up for the email list and newsletter at dollarcountry.org. And that is also the website. My email is host@dollarcountry.org if you want to get a hold of me. And the phone number, like I said before, is 216-505-4071. You can text or leave a message. I like getting text messages because it's just, you know, easier to read. So coming up next, I have a few family bands and some other kind of odds and ends. Let's just jump back in. This next one is going to be the McDonald family from Linton, Indiana. The name of this tune is Dad's Big Fish.
our dream. We've come to the party of the way. Now all I'll see is long and lonely days. I know I'll never find any peace of mind. Yes, I've come to the end of a dream. Our love was new, and I thought you would love me forever. It wasn't true, for I saw you and someone else together. I've come to the end of a dream. Nothing turned out quite the way it seemed. I surely know by now I've lost your love somehow. And I've come to the end of a dream.
leaves us all in pain. The whole world's got a headache, but don't know who to blame. So just endure your aches and pains until that rascal's found and swinging from an old oak tree about 10 feet off the ground. We've got a tiny old bandit who's running loose and free. He doctored up our Tylenol pills, he's after you and me. We don't know who that rascal is, but we gonna track him down and swing him from an old oak tree about 10 feet off the ground. Some bandit poisoned the Tylenol pills and left us all in pain. The whole world's got a headache, but don't know who to blame. So just endure your aches and pains until that rascal's found and swinging from an old oak tree about 10 feet off the ground. That bandit's time is running out, now you just wait and see. Boy, we gonna track that rascal down and swing him from a tree. We'll let him hang and choke a while, and then we'll cut him down and give him a couple of Tylenol pills when he hits the ground. Some bandit poisoned Tylenol pills and left us all in pain. The whole world's got a headache, but don't know who to blame. So just endure your aches and pains until that rascal's found and swinging from an old oak tree about 10 feet off the ground. And swinging from an old oak tree about 10 feet off the ground.
You're not.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the show. And that show is Dollar Country, of course. Let me tell you what I played there in that first set. First one was the McDonald Family with Dad's Big Fish on Little Nashville Records. And that was the McDonald Family. You're unknown on that one. I'm going to guess 70s. The McDonald Family had a couple things. They were a family band from Lytton, Indiana. And yeah, actually, I got a copy of this that came with like a little... Sometimes when, back in the day, when a small label would put something out, or even a big label, they would send a little like printed sheet of paper with it as kind of a promotional item for the DJs to read and know a little bit about the band. And it came in one of those with a little bit of information about the members of the band. That was kind of neat. I like to scan those and put them up on my website because a lot of the information is just would be lost otherwise, you know. The McDonald Family don't have a website. After that was Tom Cunningham with The End of a Dream on Rustic Records from 1970. This is a label out of Dover, Delaware, the city I was born in, which is kind of cool. I didn't even know there was a label out of Dover that did country like this. There's a few labels out of different parts of Delaware, but it's the first I heard of this one. Pretty cool. Then we had Ed Harris and the Wagoneers with Wag On In on Wag On Records from the 1970s. I assume this is about an actual place, about an actual like business called the Wagon Inn, but I couldn't find it. It's actually, it just wasn't that easy to search for, basically. I thought it would be kind of like a unique thing, but it turns out there are a lot of places called the Wag On Inn. A lot of them give dogs baths or groom dogs, which makes sense. But yeah, good little tune anyway. I always like those kind of promotional tunes for like a local restaurant. Then we had the Mystery Mountain Boys with I Want to Go Back on Cumberland Records from 1974. It's out of Oliver Springs, Tennessee. And let's see. Mystery Mountain Boys were from Tennessee, I think around the Knoxville area, if I remember right. And they were active in the 70s, and then later on they became active again in the 90s, and then I think into the 2000s as well, as a bluegrass band. We had Reed and Jewel Elder with the Tylenol Bandit on Flare Records from 1982. The label was from Choctaw, Oklahoma, and it was about the Tylenol murders in Chicago in 1982, which I actually had not known about until reading about this, but somebody in 1982 had put strychnine in Tylenol, and some people died from it. And so that led to stricter regulations on, you know, over-the-counter medications and stuff. And, yeah, pretty interesting. I feel like I know quite a bit about, you know, true crime and that sort of stuff, but I never heard of that one, so I thought it was pretty interesting. We had Donna Darlene with You're Not Doing Me Right on Admiral Records out of West Virginia. That one's from 1956. Admiral is out of Wheeling, West Virginia, which is a place with many, many country bits of history, country labels, country artists, all sorts of stuff in Wheeling. So it is the second break. Time for Book Corner. I've been reading Tomboy Bride, which I mentioned last episode, but I didn't really get too far into it. Tomboy Bride is a book by a woman named Harriet Fish Backus, who was originally from Oakland and moved with her high school sweetheart out to the Tomboy Mines outside of Telluride, Colorado. This would have been like 1906, 1907, and they lived up in the mountains, and her husband worked at the mines, was not like a regular mine worker, but a little bit higher up. And boy, it sounded pretty crazy being up in those mountains of Colorado before modern anything. I mean, I think they had like, you know, one telephone, but the houses weren't insulated. They were basically shacks. They would have up to like 5 feet of snow sometimes, and everything was brought up there by mule trains, and man, it sounded crazy. The point of the book I'm at now, they've actually moved on to a different place in Canada that is at sea level, but the part about the Tomboy is really interesting, and what I've read about it online also, that's kind of historically the most interesting part of it, because there's just not a lot of accounts, especially from women, about what it was like living around in like mining settlements from that time period, because a lot of those guys were single men or they had families elsewhere, but since she was with her husband, she actually experienced all that stuff, and from a woman's perspective, that's something that doesn't There weren't a lot of books from her perspective about this kind of stuff, and so it's very interesting. The book is pretty common. I believe you can find it. You could probably find it used if you look for it. It's called Tomboy Bride by Harriet Fish Backus. She also named her first daughter Harriet, which I thought was cool. I always thought it was kind of weird how only men get to do the junior thing. And so I always thought it was... I think it's cool when people name their kids after their mom, which doesn't happen that often anymore. Or possibly ever, I don't really know. So, what's up next? It's going to be a one-man band called Day Wages with the song Payday.
By being a sad sack, working hard all week and breaking their back, giving all and getting nothing, what a heck of a price. The story of my life. Wonder if my creditors will ever take a rest and leave my money alone. For I'm telling y'all that I'm a self-born, maybe I wouldn't come home, but I'll be working on Monday morning. Day. I'm to worry again. Will the thing that bought was good as I thought, how they're ragged and torn. Maybe my troubles aren't as bad as they seem, but the credit will be my thing. Hey, day. Another day to pay my bill. Wonder if my creditors will ever take a rest and leave my money alone. For I'm a-telling y'all that I'm a-self a bone. Maybe I wouldn't come home, but I'll be working on Monday morning.
Thank you. call him the Star of Old Mountain Railo.
He lived all his life on the Mountain Railo. A boy from the hills, a boy they called
in Moundsville. The judge reserved a room for me 2 years ago, and the cold steel bars shutter all the windows keep reminding me I've 20 years to go. As I listen to whistle scream of the southbound B&O, rolling in the wheeling with her hoppers full of coal. She climbed the rails from Fairmont, where once was my hometown. Now on the book at Moundsville, my name and number's found. That old coal train and hobo down Fairmont just to start my life again. Number 4027, what the warden now calls me. 20 years to go at Moundsville before I can be free.
From Tucson, where he drove the herd that day, was cutting through a mountain pass where a waiting robber lay. And he shot him from his pony, then the reins fell from his hand, and his blood was on the saddle, and the saddle in the sand. He had taken off the locket that he wore upon a chain, with a picture of his sweetheart that he'd never see again. When we found him, he was dying, and he hoped she'd understand, as his blood lay on the saddle, and the saddle in the sand. This locket to my sweetheart, only girl I ever had. To mother give the ring I wear, we'll cheer up her and dad. Now for me there's no more dreaming of the future we had planned. For my blood is on the saddle, and my saddle in the sand. His pony sheltered him from the rays of scorching sun, for he seemed to know his master had just made his final run. Then the last sigh from the cowboy took him to another land, as his blood lay on the saddle, and the saddle in the sand. His blood lay on the saddle, and the saddle in the sand.
Yes, sir. Here's that boy, Herb Remington, and his steel guitar. What do you say, fellas? Let's go. Ride.
Folks, so we are back. Start off that set with Day Wages. That was Payday on Club Records, spelled with a K, K-L-U-B, from 1975, or thereabouts, 1976 maybe. Day Wages was a one-man band. I don't know where they were from, but I found clippings of shows in Anchorage, Alaska, and also North and South Dakota, I think. So I don't know if he was from either of those regions, but I very rarely find clippings from either of those states, any of those states, to be quite honest. So it's kind of cool. And I always like a one-man band. I'm a big fan. I'm actually writing about one for the newsletter this month, or next month. After that was Hoyt Scoggins with a DJ Spiritual on Scoggins Records from 1965. He was a country picker from Georgia. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot more people named Hoyt Scoggins than you might think, because I looked up Hoyt Scoggins and found like six different obituaries for different people in Georgia. And I was like, huh, I thought there'd be a single person named Hoyt Scoggins, but it was apparently not the case. Great name, just an amazing name, right? Hoyt Scoggins. Then we had the Phillips Sisters, who are June and Joyce, with The Legend of Mountain Raylo on Dominion Records from 1962. They were from Virginia, as is the label. And I should have looked up Mount Raylo. I didn't do that before I did this, but yeah, good tune either way. Then we had Pat and the Moonshiners with the Moundsville Hotel on Alibi Records from Year Unknown. Moundsville was a jail. The other side of that is about a mine disaster called The Ballad of Number 9, which it was hard to pick which to play. There's a song about being in jail and a song about a mine disaster. I mean, it's a hard pick. Then lastly, we had Rusty Dusty Ellison with Saddle in the Sand on Avenue Records from 1970. The label's out of Louisiana. The artist himself was from Grass Valley, California. So at the end, I got one more for you, as always. But before we hit the trail, I would like to remind you to be nice to people out there, because you never know what kind of day someone else has been having. And a little bit of niceness can go a long way. And also, for those dish doers out there, I'd like to reiterate that a dry sponge is a happy sponge. Lastly for you today, I have a song by Randy Weiss called Never Seen a U-Haul on a Hearse. That's from 1988 on Crosstalkin' Records. I've been Frank the Drifter. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Dollar Country, episode 247. You can hit me up at dollarcountry.org or wherever you find me on the internet. And I'll catch you all next time.
Chauffeur driven in a Cadillac. All eyes upon you, followed by your friends. You've gathered and accumulated with intent. That long black ride is the living end. Winter condo on the beach. Happiness, it seems, is one more purchase out of reach. Shiny rich Cadillacs don't have no bumper hitch, 'cause you've never seen a U-Haul on a hearse. No season tickets to the Opry or gold plastic credit card. The keys to heaven weren't left in your purse. Seen a U-Haul on a hearse. We'll leave our earthly possessions in a safe deposit box or in a locker at the depot by the bus. Shiny rich Cadillacs don't have no bumper hitch, 'cause you've never seen a U-Haul on a hearse. No season tickets to the Opry or gold plastic credit card. To heaven weren't left in your purse.
You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
Shh. Testing.
I had a dream.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.